And this is the first collaboration. So Edible Earth, can you talk about that?
Sure. So, you know, I finished Habitations and I thought, well, gosh, you know, we've done it. And I was really proud of that book. I mean, I think that's one of the really great productions that I've been able to put together. And I brought the copy over to Sam and we had a wonderful party and we sat around and we drank a bunch of sake and that night I even swapped out Sam's sake cup with a fossilized molar of a mastodon. We had a good time. We listened to
The fossilized molar of a mastodon.
Yeah. It's kind of one of, you know, you get that kind of object and you got to do something. And we ended
up. By the way, we were drinking sake from his father's cups.
Yeah. So we did a whole lot of things together, and I left a copy of that book with Sam, and I left feeling really great. I felt like, you know, this is the kind of way I wanted to live my life, and we don't get to live it that way all the time, you know?
You should have heard him talking about you, by the way. Yeah, I just tell you, like, there's this guy in Wall Street. He's a genius. It's amazing.
So, you know, I went home, and I told Jennifer, I was like, gosh, you know, this is just great. And then Sam writes me an email. He says, like, "Oh, I got to tell you something." He says, "You know, there's another part." I was like, "Oh, what?" And then it wasn't just one more part; it was actually two more parts to Habitations, and they arrived, and they're just amazing poems.
Might be the best thing he's ever done. It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there. Yeah, it is up there. And so it has caused me an incredible amount of grief ever since, because I keep trying to figure out, what do I do? How do I bring those into parody?
How do I top this?
How do I bring them into parody with Habitations? And that's a really hard thing to do, because when I made Habitations, it was a standalone piece. And so I've had to think about it, and I've had several false starts. And so the second piece that I produce is actually not the second book. It's actually the third book. And this piece is called Edible Earth, and that poem is in large part about extinction. It's about things just disappearing off the planet. And I've been working for the last few years on a big project up in North Central Washington, documenting the aftermath of a huge forest fire up there called the Tripod Complex Fire. I'm documenting a whole forest that has just been burned. So you walk into it and there's no greenery. It's just these pillars of black carbonized trees. And I suddenly realized when I was in China, I was like, wow, this is extinction. This is something else. And one of the things that I began to process in my mind was that what I was really looking at was sort of a verb. That what I've been looking at in there is this verb, and it's a verb which would be to nirvana, right? It's not an end point, it's a process of becoming, of regeneration. And that made a whole lot of sense with that final poem, Edible Earth. And so I sent a whole raft of those photographs off to Sam, and I said, you know, I want to pair these photographs with these poems. And I was working with ways of using carbon itself, these very, very fine carbon pigments, so the very material that those burned trees are made of, using that then to print these photographs onto rice paper. So it was a technical, it's a technical puzzle. I love technical puzzles and trying to find meaning inside of those. And so this second book is a result of that. And it's 40 foot long. I don't know, how many feet long is that accordion?
I think it's 40 feet.
Maybe more. I think it's more than that, actually. It's 40 meters.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
It's really big. Long. It's a giant thing.
Has it been displayed anywhere?
Yeah, it's been displayed. We debuted that book at the Suzhou Museum in Suzhou. It's a beautiful museum designed by I.M. Pei this last summer in July. Had a big show there.
This was an extraordinary show. He had multiple rooms, so each time you go in a room, it was a completely different experience. And the book room had other things besides our collaboration. Mm-hmm. It's really an amazing place.
They know how to treat poets in China, don't they?
Well, yeah, mostly they put them in prison.
No, I'm talking about poets from outside of China. Although, given the chance, you might end up there if you were in China for a long enough time.